Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 4 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative aspects of photography. For episode number 4, I'd like to talk about another one of my photographs. This is a photograph that is entitled Calle del Forno, Venezia. Calle del Forno is a calle in Venice, is a sort of side street, and Forno is an oven. So this is the street of the oven. And there's sort of a kind of a funny story, I guess, that goes along with this particular photograph. And the story is that I got to this particular location and noticed a small boy, 10, 12 years old, who was poling a boat back and forth across the canal. And I thought that that made a rather interesting idea for a photograph. So I began to set up my camera, and I use a large format, a 4x5 camera. So it takes me a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, to set up the camera and get the thing ready to go. And then another couple of minutes to get the camera focused and figure exposure and all of the basic aspects of technical aspects of photography. So I set up the camera and I got the thing composed and focused, of course, by that time, the small boy was gone, and I walked over to the edge of the canal and looked down the canal in both directions, and there he was, off to the right, way down the canal, maybe a couple of hundred yards down. And so I had some time, so I sat and I waited for him and waited for him and waited for him. And as I waited, I realized that there were some other interesting things going on. Most notably, I really enjoyed this laundry that was blowing ever so slightly in the wind. So while I was waiting, I made some exposures of that part of the scene and varied the length of time and waited for different amounts of wind to kind of blow the laundry and made several different pictures and was there for perhaps, oh, I don't know, an hour or so. And then eventually I decided, you know, the boy's never coming back. I'll just pack up the camera and go. And of course, just as I got the last piece of camera equipment back into my bag and folded up my tripod, here comes the boy pulling his boat back down the canal. But the lesson I learned was that there is always a photograph somewhere if you take the time to really look carefully enough. Of course, my initial impression here was that the photograph was a photograph of this particular child who is doing this thing in this boat. But in reality, what the photograph was the difference between the dark wall on the left-hand side of the photograph, the sunlit aspect of this beautiful Venetian window and balcony in the center part of the photograph, and this wonderful blowing sheet or other part of laundry material that was happening on the left, and how that contrasted so beautifully against this dark wall. So the lesson I learned was that, you know, maybe the photograph you think is there really isn't there, but there's always something there to look at and always something in which you can find an interesting aspect to make a photograph of. So I guess the lesson is, if you think there's a photograph there, keep looking, and in fact, you'll probably find one. Thanks for joining me. I'd certainly love to hear from anybody who's out there listening and find out what your interests are in photography and what kinds of photography you like looking at. Come and visit me at cameraposition.com or at jeffcurto.com and send me an email at jeff@jeffcurto.com. I'd love to hear from you and love to hear your reaction to the podcast and to photography in general. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time on the next episode of Camera Position, an enhanced podcast about the creative side of photography.